always have a good time when these folks come in. And one of the reasons I have a good time is because people think that there's a schism. Is that a real word?
It is a word.
They think that we are not friends. But I don't understand that.
I'm friends with everyone, Drew.
You are.
You. I can be friends with you.
You'd make a great Mormon.
Is that it?
Welcome back, Reynold and Kathy Maines. Always good to have you in the house.
Thank you.
What's been going on? How was your summer?
Oh, summer's been good. Very busy, though. Primarily because of what we're going to be talking about, Heaven's Rehearsal. We're really ramping up to that.
Yes.
But we were able to get away a bit with the fam and had a great time, and the children are good.
Did you go out to the island?
We went to the island.
The farm, the island? No, what is it?
No longer the farm.
What do you mean?
My parents sold the farm.
They sold the
island.
Farm?
Oh, yeah. Now, that's going back about 3 or 4 years ago, actually. It was a lot to keep up. Any farmers out there will say they understand that a farm is a lot to keep up. And
right.
And my parents, of course, Dad's 72 now. And
he is not.
Oh, yes. But he's still strong and strapping and good to go. But he decided to move up to Kingston in the area where his family's from. So
Kathy, you married into some good genes. If he's looking that good at 72, Ren's going to be a stud.
I know
going
that.
Going to be. What do you
but
mean?
But I just... Yeah.
Yes?
No, I just keep saying, you just keep that gray hair and I'll be blonde by choice.
Yes. Yeah.
It doesn't bother me.
You just keep your hair any color. That's my recommendation. Yeah.
No, but the jeans are real good.
You guys. Seriously, every time you two are together, you're flirty. You're like...
Listen, it's almost 24 years and the man still makes my heart go
pitter-patter.
I'm turning red. I'm so glad this is radio.
Well, Heaven's Rehearsal is coming up just around the corner here. Last year, it was at the Air Canada Centre, and I got dragged kicking and screaming to it.
You did?
Yes.
True.
Well.
Kicking and screaming.
I don't like going to these things. You know that.
Oh, don't
Come
say
on.
These things.
I know.
Last year, I nailed it. It's not. It's a new category.
I know. It is, actually, and I've got to admit that, okay? Because I was like I went with a bad attitude, okay? I'm just telling you that right off the bat. I went with a bad attitude, had my arms crossed, you know, and my normal, I assumed the normal worship position. That's how I worship like that. And it was very, very good night. The funniest part, and I've shared this with our listeners before, but the funniest part of the night was when I went with Greg Paul from Sanctuary. Who, by the way, has another book out, 20-Piece Shuffle, I think is what it's called. And I talked about it in the book. I'm so excited. Someone's talking about me in a good way. We're sitting beside each other, and it was a great night, except the sound. There were some sound glitches, right?
Yes.
In the past. But anyway, Greg leans over and he says, if this is really Heaven's Rehearsal and God is really watching, the sound guy's going straight to hell.
Oh, my. We had our challenges, but I'm so thankful that when the people gathered for Heaven's Rehearsal, they weren't there for perfection or for the show.
No.
Or for performance.
Yeah.
Because they didn't know who was going to be there anyway. They weren't anticipating any particular singing group or speaker. Obviously, we didn't have a speaker. But they were there. Their hearts were right and tuned right when they got there, except for Drew Marshall, whose arms were crossed. But the vast majority of people were good to go when they arrived at Heaven's Rehearsal last year.
Yeah.
And you know what? You did something that we didn't know that you did.
Uh-oh.
Do you remember what you did?
Oh, no. Do you know how many times people say that to me?
You brought some guests with you.
You hired some guests.
Yes. Yes.
Not only to attend Heaven's Rehearsal, but many others. But
Sabrina the Pagan and Taylor the Agnostic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we got the greatest kick out of what they blogged after attending Heaven's Rehearsal. I'm so upset that we couldn't find it. Like, I was like, Reynolds.
Is it still out there, the blog?
Yeah, we've hidden it, but it's not.
I would need to find it, yeah.
This is probably one of the greatest compliments that we could have. It was fantastic. So it really was, you know, God, you really know what you're doing.
Well, you went out with them afterwards.
Get rid of all the stuff that divides and turns people off.
Let's hear it from the horse's mouth. What was their sense from people that don't go to church on a regular basis, if at all, and you brought them to a number of churches throughout the city, to some other big events, some evangelists and things. You brought them to Heaven's Rehearsal.
You didn't fare as good as Sanctuary, but you fared a heck of a lot better than...
Well, Sanctuary, isn't that an amazing church?
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
But it's like apples and oranges. But, you know, you fared certainly a lot better than than another place. Which shall remain nameless at this point in time. No, but here's the deal. For those of you who are cynical jerks like me, blessed with the spiritual gift of pessimism, and you listen to this show regularly because you have a kindred spirit, I had to give these guys a thumbs up because here's the two things I was looking for. Where are you going to hit me for cash? I mean, it hit me and hit me and hit me. The only thing I saw about Cash was a little blurb in the bulletin. And I mean, fine, like stupid small print. No geriatric person could get into that at all. And that's all it said. Nobody, there was no buckets. There was, I mean, it was fantastic. So, you know, I'm a little sensitive about the Jesus people always having their hand out, right? So good for you for doing that. I don't know how you paid the bill. How'd you pay the bill? Or you haven't paid the bill?
No, God
thankfully,
God provided.
It's down to a zero balance.
Because you rented the ACC.
Yeah.
Okay.
This year in Rogers Center. Keep praying for us.
Okay, we're going to get to that in a second.
Yeah.
And then the second thing that I wasn't sure you were going to be able to do is there was no, hey, everybody, and now introducing this big name, and then it's this big name, and it's all about them, and my merchandise is out back, and there was all the, you know, there was none of that stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like I was at another Jesus sales convention.
Yeah.
So good for you.
Well, thank you.
Very well done.
We really feel that God impressed it upon our hearts to keep it simple. And present at Heaven's Rehearsal what would fly in heaven, so to speak. I don't think there's going to be an offering taken up in heaven, so we didn't take up an offering. And we didn't have an evangelist preaching. There was no preaching, in fact. The only spoken word really was the Word of God being read. So it was worship and song and dance and scriptural reading. That was the evening.
Listen, I will be seriously disappointed if Billy Graham does not have a chance to deliver a message in heaven, because I haven't heard him live and in person, right? So I want to go to one of his things. Is it kind of, that'd be a little weird having an altar call in heaven, though, wouldn't it, hey?
Yeah. Well, better late than ever.
Tim chirping in the background. Okay, how are you going to fill the, what's it called now?
The Rogers Center. Formerly known as the Sky Dome.
How are you going to fill that? That seat's like, what, 45,000?
The capacity is almost 50 in the particular setup that we have. They say it's like 47,000 and change or so, roughly 50. It's happening. Right now we're up to over 20,000 seats taken already.
Last year it was 16.
16,000, and that was a capacity crowd at Air Canada Centre. We couldn't fit any more in. And we found last year...
Hold on, you fit more in than Benny Hinn. Good for you.
Well, we didn't fit it in Jesus' name.
Okay.
A lot of people say you
know
need
what?
A big name
Drew,
to fill a big stadium.
That is the bottom line. You know what? It's
we went
a
with
miracle.
The biggest name, the name above every
Who
name.
Who rents a stadium and doesn't promote any name, any ministry, anything? Who does that? In year one and fills a stadium.
Crazy people?
I mean,
it's a miracle.
And that's why it is a miracle. We can't
it
take
really
credit
is.
For it. It's God's timing, I think, because people perhaps are a bit fed up with the disunity and the divisions within the church. And when something that is presented to them that has such broad common ground is there, I mean, they're desiring unity. Hmm. If not in the leadership, the people are desiring unity that the church will come together.
Okay, in the studio with Reynold and Kathy Maines, you may not recognize their voices, but you'll sure recognize their lovely features on television, otherwise known as Ken and Barbie.
Thank
Seriously,
you, Drew.
You guys are just so good looking. It just
makes
me sick.
Oh, give me a break. Yeah, makes you do sick. Make me sick,
Stop
Drew
it.
Marshall.
Stop it. Okay, marketing. Marketing. Are you marketing? Are you spending a little money in marketing?
Well, look at what's before you, the Toronto
yeah,
Star.
Yeah, but it's not as though you haven't bought any space from Joy 1250. I don't see you're flogging it on. Oh no, you guys own CTS, so I guess you're on there. But I don't see you on the other channel. I don't know what it's called.
No,
I don't see you on normal TV. Like, are you a CFTO or Global or whatever? Are you throwing out coin there or
well,
not?
Well, Huntley Street is on Global.
All
every
right.
single day.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Come on,
and
Drew.
Certainly in the Christian papers we've done that, and we've contacted the Christian radio stations. Our big challenge has been that there are tickets being sold for Heaven's Rehearsal. As I mentioned, there's over 20,000 seats taken already, and there's seating assignment. People have to realize you can't rush in and fight your way to the front row at this Christian gathering.
I hate that phenomenon.
There's a seating assignment that you
it's
have when you get
so,
your ticket.
It's just so anti-spiritual environment.
Flying elbows, Welcome. Muay Thai clinch on the way down. UFC talk, if you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, baby. Oh, sorry. Hey, okay. Anyway, yes, so.
But anyway, as far as getting the word out there, we can't access any ticket revenue because this is through Ticketmaster, those channels, until after the event, and we have pre-event expenses. And therefore, the people that we've been advertising with, for the most part, have been very gracious to say that we can pay those bills after Heaven's Rehearsal when the ticket revenue is released to us. So we found favor with a number of Christian outlets. But, of course, the Toronto Star that's out there today, that is cash in hand. It has to be.
I got to say, seriously, here's the big ad for Heaven's Rehearsal.
That's a half-page ad,
there it is,
Toronto
right
Star
there.
Entertainment.
Right there, diamonds all... Oh, sorry, wrong side. Okay. Anyway, Heaven's Rehearsal, November 1st. Oh, by the way, there might be some people listening that may not know when this is, so let's get the details out right now.
Next Saturday.
A week from today.
Oh, my goodness. Where'd that go? November 1st, 2008, 6:30 p.m., Toronto, at the Rogers Centre. Individual tickets, 416-870-8000. That's 416-870-8000. Or Ticketmaster.ca. Tickets are $25 plus taxes and service charges. Group sales, 10 or more. Call 905-231-1701. Tickets, $20 plus taxes and service charges for the groups, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm. Kathy, he's got a good voice. You should do radio, Drew.
Yeah. Don't miss this historic global warming. No, gathering. Global gathering. Well, you could call it. I call it
a warming. As well.
You should have done that. Come on, I'm your marketing guy. Mm-hmm. Conservative, charismatic. See, there's a sentence you don't see those two words in very often. Mm-hmm. Catholic, Protestant, the nation's imperfect. Have you taken heat for being a little too ecumenical? Because there's some people out there in the Jesus world that don't like the ecumenical, everyone holding hands stuff.
Can I say right now, this is not about ecumenicalism.
Okay.
God did not give us this assignment to pursue ecumenicalism, because that really does not work.
There's
a
some
lot of times
there.
Yeah, there's some good things, but I'm telling you,
it's not about ecumenicalism.
It's about the nations and the generations.
Right.
Exactly.
And that this year we have over 132 nations officially represented so far.
How do you know that?
Because they have been
contacted
and referenced by their pastor, church leader.
Okay.
This is a very intentional search, so that
last year
not,
we had 127.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Sorry, honey, I'm talking over you.
Yeah, I would
but
be
this
careful.
Is radio. We're supposed to have talk over each other, like television as well. That
I
makes
could
good
glare
TV.
At him, and
radio.
You didn't know I just glared
no.
at him.
She glared at me.
But I told everybody. Heavensrehearsal.com is the website. Heavensrehearsal.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually have some DVDs of last year's mm-hmm. Heaven's Rehearsal to give away to people today.
Yeah.
We need to think of a unique way to give these away.
Hmm.
How are we going to do this? A moment of time to prepare for eternity. That's, by the way, it's a nice little catchphrase. I like that. Every nation, every tribe, every people, every language. It was at the Air Canada Centre last year. And I hate to admit this, folks, but there was a moment where I teared up.
Really?
Right.
Do you remember that moment?
Yeah, Greg stepped on my foot. I was not impressed with that. No, it was. It was. I think it might have to do with... it had to do something with the laying the crowns at Jesus' feet.
It's pretty amazing
that was going
to see
on.
That, eh?
Yeah.
The symbolism of that. You got a club card here, Drew, too. If you look at
a
some
club
of
card?
Yeah, things that are being handed out all over everywhere.
Some of the
these
comments.
These are some of the comments. Just a few. It's pretty amazing that we have stacks of emails that, but this is just a few choice ones that describe what people it felt and experienced last year. And once again, this isn't a been there, done that thing. We are so busy and not interested in putting all of our energies into something like that. We really believe that this is a movement, something that's building and building and building upon something. This is a journey. It's been pretty incredible. We've already heard from different leaders, business leaders and church leaders from different nations asking for a Heaven's Rehearsal to come. Now, this isn't a production in the box, but it's a spirit of the thing, right? It's something that's deep within many of us that's coming alive by the Spirit of God that's really releasing something so beautiful and exciting globally.
Kathy, straight up, what is the point of this? And I'm not looking for catchphrases mm-hmm. or, you know, it's all about Jesus. I get that, sort of. What's the point of this?
The point is that, well, for us personally, we heard from God, and we want to obey Him. Obedience is better than sacrifice. That's the bottom line for us.
So God said, do a thing, do Heaven's Rehearsal?
Yeah. It was, no.
Really?
You ask Reynold Maines, who is, he says, I'm maybe more the conservative one of the two of us. And you said you heard instantly, nothing conceived, instantly received.
Well, with Drew, let's clarify thing, not heard audibly. You know,
okay.
I've never heard the voice of God audibly. You just have a strong sense in your spirit that this is right, I need to go this direction.
James Earl Jones is what God sounds like.
I agree with you. And the way you read earlier, you were very close.
I hope he sounds like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but come on, go with it.
If he sounds like Mike Tyson, I'm going to be awfully disappointed, okay? I'm just saying. Anyway, so you heard from God.
Just a strong sense, and it was just in a moment. We were just reflecting on Toronto being the most multicultural city in the world. We were reflecting on our love for the nations, and it was just in a moment a great impression in my heart nothing conceived, we say just kind of received, to hold a gathering of all the nations in one place to worship me and call it heaven's rehearsal. So I just blurted that out to the table, and everyone said,
but you know,
yeah,
what?
Let's go.
Drew, getting back to your very pointed question, that it's really hard to answer, because you know what? We're discovering this as we go along. What is the point? We're not exactly sure. But we know that it's so much bigger than heaven's rehearsal. But it's something that God has called forth to fit in this massive, amazing puzzle that he's putting together piece by piece, that's unfolding the kingdom of God.
Well, also,
and it's pretty serious. It's the hardest thing that we've ever done, hardest on every level. It's cost us dearly on every level. But we know that we're right on in the center of God's will.
And when Jesus was asked what's the greatest of all commandments, he said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Heaven's rehearsal does that. That's the focus. It's an expression of love to God, and then looking out around you and seeing the nations and neighbors, so to speak, people that share the globe with us. They may dance differently, move differently, sound differently, but we are to love them as well. So, Drew, that's kind of where that bottom line is. It's the greatest commandment being filled here in this gathering. A lot of people might think it's sort of extravagant. You know, well, that's a lot of money just to be wasting on Jesus. You could feed a lot of poor people with that or do a project. And it's true. It's a big budget.
How did you know that was my next question?
It was? Maybe I got a prophetic edge. I don't know. Maybe it's discernment. I don't know. But anyway, talking about that, it's a very big budget. Perhaps one of the largest for a Christian gathering in Canada. I mean, Rogers Center, it's very big. Very expensive.
How much?
Big sound.
How much?
A little over $1 million.
Golly!
For that budget. But it's big stage. You know, there's lighting, there's sound, there's the venue. I mean, it's a very, very big undertaking. But then I think back in the gospel recorded in three different areas where Mary took the alabaster flask and broke it, and there was spikenard, a beautiful oily perfume that was worth a year's salary. And she broke it upon Jesus. She poured it out on Jesus. She wasted it on Jesus, the disciples thought. And it says in the Bible that the disciples rebuked her. And they talked amongst themselves, saying that, what a waste. You know, this could have been used for, look at the poor people we passed. This could have been sold and given to the poor. And Jesus said, stop. What she did was a good thing. Pouring out that very, very expensive oil on me was a good thing. And what she did will be spoken of throughout the world, wherever the gospel is preached. And you know, Heaven's Rehearsal, this DVD that you have in your hand there and the CD, the word has been going out around the world, and people have been listening to it, and they've been understanding, hey, there's been an extravagant pouring out on Jesus. It wasn't to promote a ministry, to sell product at the back. It wasn't for an evangelist to be heard and preach. And I mean, it was strictly, if someone says, well, why did you do it? There must be some reason, an ulterior motive.
Yeah.
What did you get out of it? Well, like Kathy said, it's been a lot of hard work for us and a lot of expense. And we're full-time volunteers. We don't get paid a dime at Heaven's Rehearsal, but we're major donors to it, literally, with our cash. We believe in it. But the whole idea, again, is an extravagant pouring out upon Jesus. And we believe Jesus is receiving it well. And the smile of God's approval is all over this thing called Heaven's Rehearsal.
Mm. Can I say one more thing real quick, Drew? Bottom line, yeah, okay, yeah. Bottom line is this, too. Jesus prayed right before he went to Gethsemane. You know, last will and testament, a lot of commentators say. He prayed twice. Father, may they, the church, all of us now, be brought to complete unity so that the world will know that you sent me and have loved them. Bottom line is, if we, the church, can get our act together and really demonstrate and live unity Jesus style, not just crisis response or project development, he said in his prayer, the world will know me. That's huge. Yeah. The sin of disunity, by some scholars, has been said to be the scandal of the ages of the church. So this is what Heaven's Rehearsal is going right into the very heart of.
You just sold me. That was the catch line right there. The sin of disunity, the biggest scandal.
Yeah. Scandal of the ages.
Yeah.
You can trace it right back to the beginning.
Yeah. Heaven's Rehearsal. Last year, 16,000 Christians got together at the Air Canada Centre for this mega event. This year, the most multicultural city in the world will converge upon the Rogers Centre on November 1st. Will the organizers follow through with their promise to not have any one person or group get the spotlight this year?
Yes, we will follow through.
100%.
Will they once again not make any big push for donations?
Yes.
It won't be mentioned at all. Except in the program, like you said.
Like, yeah, that's fine. No, but that's okay. I like that. Could this indeed be the largest gathering of Christians ever assembled at one event in Canadian history?
No, I don't think that. But for this purpose, yes. Because we know the Catholic Church at Downsview Park, they had 800,000 Christians there when the Pope gathered. And Billy Graham.
They had how many?
About 800,000 at Downsview Park. And Billy Graham, of course, was in the Rogers Center back in the 90s when it was Billy Graham, Michael W. Smith, and DC Talk. They had quite a lineup there, and people packed that place.
The thing is, this what makes this different is there's absolutely no human name or ministry mentioned. There's no all this other stuff that we've been talking about.
So if I gave you $1 million, yes. Honestly, think this through. $1 million.
How come we don't get the questions beforehand to think these through?
Nobody gets those questions.
No, no.
It's only one person that asked for questions, and I can't remember who that was, actually. Anyway, if I gave you $1 million, and I said, all I want is for everybody to get a Drew Marshall bumper sticker, everybody who walks in the door, that's all I want.
Well, we haven't been offered $1 million like that for anything. But we have been certainly asked for $30,000. And $50,000. There's been some donations that have had strings attached. But, you know, I'm just saying strings attached for things that are fine at many other events, but not for Heaven's Rehearsal, like child sponsorship or maybe a promoter might want their artist to be a part of Heaven's Rehearsal. So we've been offered some funds there. Someone that wanted the inside cover of the program and the back page of the cover if they printed it for us, which was worth $20,000 or $30,000 to print all those. Well-meaning people, and they're of course.
Yeah, but we have to.
Oh man, I like this. I'm sorry.
No, we're very serious about this because we're not interested in doing something just for a few little goosebumps. We really, this is costing us dearly, and I don't say that as poor me, but I'm saying it to underscore the seriousness of this. We're giving everything that we have to the best of our ability, and if we dare veer off just even a little. We really believe the blessing of God, the favor of God, that we desperately need to do this, is gone. It's that serious.
Good.
And that amazing.
Okay, we have 5 DVDs to give away here, folks. 5, count them, 5, of Heaven's Rehearsal from last year. Every nation, every tribe, every people, every language at the Air Canada Center. 5 of them to give away. 905-338-1250. We're going to do a little test.
Okay.
905-338-1250. First person to call in to tell us what Kathy wore on a Monday of this week.
What did I wear?
No, I'm
okay,
kidding.
Okay, I know.
I'm kidding. I have no idea. Just kidding.
That
no.
would be a tough one.
No, but listen, you have to call in and say something nice about Rendell and Kathy. All right? That's all you have to do, folks, to get a free DVD of Heaven's Rehearsal. Look, the phone lines are rocking. 905-338-1250. All you have to do is say something kind and loving
Drew,
to
we can take it on the chin if they want to say something.
After
nice.
All,
no.
we took it from you on
no.
live television.
No,
he didn't attack us in any way.
No, and I'm
he was just being Drew.
And I have...
And that's all right with me.
Here's a funny thing. I have some people have come up to me and said, well, you know what? Let me just say this publicly. This is before we get to the phones. Steve Bell. You know Steve Bell?
Love Steve Bell.
Well, he loves you guys too. And I got an email from him. And basically what he said was, saw your YouTube thing on Huntley Street. Little disturbed about this. And this is what he said. And he said it in a really good spirit. So I heard it. There's other people that said stuff in not a good spirit and went right in and out. I'm not as spiritual as Tony Campolo. He can hear the hard stuff and still process it. But anyway, he said basically, I had someone send me this link and say, oh, look at this. Drew Marshall really gave it to 100 Huntley Street and really, you know, blah, 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 blah. And that's not what I was. I've told people 1,000 times, Glenn Allen and I were talking off stage about, I don't know, football and whatever else. I went in there with no preconceived anything. And I've had people since then say to me, oh, if we'd only gotten you before you went on, we could have helped you figure out what you were going to say better. That's not how I work. There was no agenda, no nothing. And for Steve Bell to say to me, I was not impressed with that spirit of that, you know, that whole, oh, yeah, Drew Marshall really gave it to 100 Huntley Street. Well, it wasn't my thinking. And so I had to send an email back to Steve saying, yeah, I totally agree with you. That is just rubbish. And I went back to YouTube, disabled the comments because there were a couple people saying both ways, you know. It's amazing how it was just like this lightning rod for weirdness. I don't know what it was, but...
Well,
anyway.
Boy, so we got a lot of comments.
Well, I want to thank Steve Bell for stepping up and shooting me that email. He doesn't know me from a bar soap. And he said, this was... I don't know. What do you... You know, just... So I agree with Steve Bell, if you're listening, Steve, which I know he
most isn't. Of the comments we got at through Crossroads were positive.
Yeah.
There were some negative, of course. But Drew, you certainly speak for the man on the street, and the Christian, as you say, that is not claiming that you've got it all together. You're not trying to prove that. You're just being who you are. And I've always appreciated you, Drew.
I appreciate you.
You know, we
oh,
could
this
argue.
Is just too feel good for me. Give me
no,
a break.
No, the thing is,
where's the music?
Oh, my Lord.
We could probably debate about lots of things about theology, and we see things differently. But I genuinely like you.
Yeah.
In a Christian sense,
true,
I could say
Drew.
I love you.
It's true.
If we keep talking,
that.
The callers will just go away. All right, let's take a few calls from the real people out there. Hi, who's this?
My name is Jane.
Hi, Jane. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Jane, I'd like to introduce you to Reynold and Kathy Maines.
Yes, I've been listening, and it's really good to hear their voices on radio. I'm impressed that they're with you.
Isn't it
Hi,
nice?
Jane.
Hi. And I would really like to have a DVD.
Well, that's good. All you have to do is say some nice stuff about Reynold and Kathy.
This is
well,
so nice.
I watch them on TV as much as I can in the evenings, and they are just amazing, all the work that they've done. And I didn't get to go to Heaven's Rehearsal last year, and I would love to go this year.
Oh, Jane, please try your best to come.
Yes, tickets will be available right up to the event. You can buy them at the door.
Oh, I think my husband's going to be getting online with Ticketmaster.
Oh, wonderful. Truly, I know that you won't be disappointed. You're going to be so amazed. It's, you know, we often describe this, and many people have described this as well, as perhaps one of the biggest family reunions out there, the family of God from the nations, the generations, and the denominations getting together.
Well,
it's going to be great.
I know the Holy Spirit does amazing things. I was to an Acts 2000 for some young people, I guess, in 2000, and that was incredible to see all the young people just singing and raising their hands to the Lord, and just to be a part of that, it was just so incredible, and to be able to see people from all the nations to be there, that I can't even begin to imagine.
Yeah.
It was cool. Yeah, I've got to tell you, it was cool. It was a cool thing. So, listen, Jane, do me a favor, go to drewmarshall.ca, go to the contact page, send me a little blurb with your address, and I'll send you out the DVD.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jane. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to someone else, see if they like Reynold and Kathy. Hi, who's this?
This is Peggy.
Hello, Peggy. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
I don't know why I ask people how are you. It's just common courtesy? Is that what it
is? It is courtesy.
Well, it is common courtesy, and it's great.
Is it? Okay, I'm just
wondering.
Yes, it is. So, sorry, what was your name again?
Peggy.
Peggy. Peggy, I'd like to introduce you to Reynold and Kathy.
Hey, Peggy.
Hi, Reynold and Kathy.
Hi.
Good to hear your voice. I've watched you often.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks for tuning in to 100 Huntley Street. Who's your favorite host on 100?
No.
Don't say that.
Oh, I'm kidding. Did you go to Heaven's Rehearsal last
year?
No,
I didn't. I heard so much about it, and I really was sorry that I missed it, and I wanted to make sure that I didn't miss it this year.
So you're going Saturday night?
I would love to, and when you made the offer about having DVD, I jumped for it.
Good. Well, same thing. Do you have access to the Internet?
I do.
Good. Go to drewmarshall.ca. Send me a little thing with your address on it, and I'll send you it right out in the mail.
I sure will.
Peggy, have you got your ticket yet?
No, I won't. I don't, but I will get it through my church.
Good. Your church, or go to Ticketmaster, or even buy it at the door when you arrive.
I will.
So thanks, Peggy. Take care.
Bless you.
Bye-bye. Do you have guys out front of the Sky? No, what's it called? Rogers Center? Those guys with the overcoats? Psst, hey, buddy, you want some
scalpers?
Do you know, we heard of that last year because it was sold out. There were scalping of Heaven's Rehearsal tickets. Can you believe
that's
it?
Funny. All right, folks, here we've got a few more DVDs to give away here. 905-338-1250. All you got to do is call in and say something nice to Reynold and Kathy Maines, because I like them. Hi, who's this?
Ken.
Ken, how you doing?
Not bad. What are you, Zolf?
Not bad at all. Ken, this is Reynold and Kathy.
Hey, Ken.
I know Reynold and Kathy rather well.
You know them rather well.
Yeah.
Are you their parole officer?
Do they? No, but I need a parole officer. I'm from Nightlight, Reynold.
Oh.
Worked with Paul for 3 years or something there. So how's your family doing? Good?
We're doing really well, Ken.
They're all doing.
True. They're the best people you got on there, right?
Yeah, I know.
Outside of me and them, well,
I know. They're good. Hey, Ken, do me a favor. Send me that email and get your address on it. We'll send you out this DVD, okay?
Denver.
All right. Take care, buddy.
Yep, bye.
All this time talking to callers, I forgot that we don't have headphones. You can't hear the callers. So,
so you could almost hear them.
You did real well there. I'm not the most technically professional person in the world. 905-338-1250. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Drew. This is Abraham again.
Abraham, how are you doing?
Fine, and you?
Very well. This is Reynold and Kathy. You want to say hello to them for me?
Yeah, hello, Reynold and Kathy.
Hey, Abraham.
Hi, Abraham.
How are you doing?
Good.
We're doing well.
Good, good, good. Thank you. Thank God for what you're doing.
Oh, well, listen, are you planning to come to Heaven's Rehearsal a week from tonight?
Oh, it's unfortunate. I can't make it. Even the other day when you were introduced on the TV, I saw that my home country is not represented. And what I'm planning to do maybe next year, if nobody did it, I'll try and bring the national flag.
What is your home country?
Ghana in West Africa.
And you said it's not represented?
Yeah, I saw it on the TV the other day.
Need you.
If not you, tell your family and friends. Come on.
I don't know if somebody have done it, but I'm planning to do something. I'll contact you so and how I can bring the nation on it.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up that point, because on our website, heavensrehearsal.com, there's a whole listing of the nations we still don't have. We do have 132 nations officially represented so far, but we'd like to get up to the 202 sovereign nations of the world. So check it out again, and if it's not taken, your country represented yet, maybe you can call some people to get out there, buy a ticket at the door, get in there, let us know you're coming.
Good for you. Appreciate your call, Abram. Great to chat with you, buddy.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Speaking of all the countries represented, do you have anybody from Quebec?
Yes.
Come on. They're a beautiful part of Canada, and we have a wonderful dance troupe coming from Quebec.
Oh, do you?
Poutine.
Yeah, Poutine? Is that their name?
No.
That's a dance troupe called Poutine. hi, who's this? Your last caller. Hi, who's this?
Hi, I'm Glenn Bedassi.
Nice to chat with you. Did you say Glenn? Is that right?
Yes, Glenn.
Hey, Glenn.
Glenn, this is Reynold and Kathy. Tell them something nice. Make them feel good.
I enjoy your program on mornings.
Oh, thank you so much, Glenn. You. Great to talk with you.
I met you guys in the program you had up on Dixie Road, is it? You know, up to the 401 on that corner there, you had that big program one time?
Oh, but perhaps. I'm trying to think. We've been up there doing a little ministry before.
But a year ago, but Ravi Zacharias was there. And
Mission Fest. Yes, of course.
Right. I met you guys there.
Did you meet me? Did you meet me there? I was there. Why didn't you come up and say hello to me?
It's difficult because you're on radio, Drew, to know what you look like.
I didn't see the...
Well, listen, we sure hope you're coming to Heaven's Rehearsal.
I have some friends we talked to, and we organize them to come.
Awesome.
Okay, and we'll be there.
Good.
Make sure you get your tickets. Remember, it's assigned seating. You can't just show up and run to the front. If you're going to go, get your ticket now so you're a little bit closer.
Well done. Well said. Listen, I appreciate your call. Go to the website, drewmarshall.ca. Send me a little blurb there with the contact page with your address, and we'll send you something in the mail, okay?
We love you.
All right, take
care.
Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye. All right, we're done.
That's a wrap.
We're done. That's good. I like you guys.
Thank you so much for letting us talk about Heaven's Rehearsal.
It's this Saturday night, 6:30 in Toronto at the Rogers Centre. And for tickets, you can call 416-870-8000. That's 416-870-8000. Call now.
That's Ticketmaster.
Yeah, that's Ticketmaster.
If you want, let me just quickly say group rates are still available until Thursday. That's 905-231-1701. And I better be careful. I'm taking over the show.
Wow, that was pretty good, huh? She just, A final word from Reynold and Kathy about Heaven's Rehearsal. Guys?
Well, Heaven's Rehearsal is truly a unique gathering that we're privileged to serve. I mean, it's not a category that you've attended before unless you were there last year. It's very unique. We appreciate you. Your voice needs to be heard. It's about the nations and the generations gathering together for one reason alone, for an audience of one, for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it's also an opportunity to show the world that in Christ Jesus we truly can be unified.
Well said. Kathy, final word?
Amen.
All right. Perfect. Beautiful. Nice punctuation. All right, we're out of here. We're going to be back shortly with some useless television trivia and then finishing off the show with Carrie Pomeroli, our Hollywood correspondent. Man, she's got some wild stuff to talk about today. So stay with us. Chance to win unbelievable prizes here on the Drew Marshall Show.